Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jerry Dulac with a bombshell coming out of the Post-Gazette yesterday. Arthur Smith didn't like how much Russell Wilson was audibling, calling things at the line, adjusting protections and routes. This coming after the Steelers put up 44 points and over 500 yards against Cincinnati. Dorn and I, we buy it. We just don't think it's Arthur Smith's fault. We think it's Mike Tomlin's fault. And really, that's not a guess. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He also, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he's our Steelers insider. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Raymond, good morning to you. Do you see it the same way that Doran and I see it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Arthur was asked about this on several occasions throughout the season, not specifically about his relationship with Russ, but he was pressed pretty good on several occasions about the difference between changing plays at the line of scrimmage and built-in checks at the line of scrimmage. Now, Doran, I want to get your opinion on this because, you've been in the league recently. I think with the offensive coordinators nowadays, and I'm guessing it was the same way when you played, there's a little bit more micromanaging going on. They don't want quarterbacks changing plays. They want quarterbacks to change plays, to change to a play that the OC has already built into the check. So, I think that's what we're talking about here. The way Arthur painted it, he says there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the league who are allowed to change plays at the line of scrimmage. It's more so, just these built-in checks that are more popular today. So I think that's the issue with Russ and Arthur. And, if Russ comes back, we'll see if they can get on the same page this year.
I see what you're saying. Like, there is built-in checks, and I don't think anybody would go rogue. I think the problem would be we put this play in training camp. Hey, I'm going to check this play in training camp. And offensive coordinators have, I don't think it's more the quarterback that they're worried about. It's more like a George Pickens of not being on the same page, and that's where, you know, you get off base and you throw an interception or something like that, or protection gets busted from a quarterback checking into something that's not really a part of the game plan.
Yeah, I could see that. Listen, you had a young offensive line, right? Zach Frazier is a rookie center. You know, he's in charge of the protections. You got other young guys on that offensive line, very green guys who are still learning the game. And we all know the issues that George Pickens has. So, like, I just remember, you know, Ben, you know, drawing up plays in the dirt, right? There was that game in Baltimore, I don't know how many years ago, where, you know, Canada was the OC, but he had confidence enough in his receivers and his veteran offensive line that they were going to do what he told them to do. So obviously it's a totally different scenario now with Russ and, you know, different pieces around the quarterback. But I definitely think that's a big part of it.
Right. Do you think that Arthur Smith preferred a different quarterback? Do you think he preferred Justin Fields over Russ, or Russ over Justin Fields? Do you think that if he had a choice, like, he would have stuck with Justin Fields? Do you think that that was the situation, or was he just like, okay, like, this is my offense. Whoever's the quarterback, we're going to run this offense at a high level, or try to.
Yeah, I mean, you could read into certain things that were said throughout the season. A lot of people have read into what Art Rooney said after the season about having two quarterbacks, and he kind of, you know, laid it out there that it was a little bit difficult to go from one style of quarterback to another. Now, listen, the Steelers were having success with Justin Fields, and I don't know what Arthur Smith's feelings were exactly at the time that change was made, but Mike Tomlin told us what his feelings were. He felt there was a lot more meat on the bone with Russell Wilson as the quarterback in terms of the passing game. So I don't want to speak for Arthur Smith, but I do think he was comfortable with Justin. They were winning games with Justin, and I think whether it's Russ or Justin who comes back, if it is Justin, I do feel like Arthur would feel like he'd be able to win games with him.
What I think is nuts, and Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette joins us here on the Fan Morning Show, is that there was, in Mike Tomlin's opinion, more meat on the bone with Russ at quarterback. Yet I think his best attribute, Ray, is his brain. So Wouldn't you then want him to use that to its max capacity, ipso facto, at the line of scrimmage? And Do you think this came down from the top, or do you think this was mostly an Arthur Smith thing?
I mean, that's hard for me to say. I mean, it is Arthur's offense. I mean, he's a guy who's had success in the league, has been a head coach in the league. I think Mike does leave a lot to Arthur, and he kind of lets him operate on his own. I don't think that he has his hands in the offense as much as he does with the defense. I will say that. So I don't really know how to answer your question, Adam. I do think if I had to take an educated guess, I think Arthur has more autonomy over the offense than a lot of people think.
Well, then it begs an obvious question, whether it was Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith, why after the Bengals game, when it was the best offensive performance we've seen in, I mean, shoot, Ray, damn near a decade?
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to what I was talking about with micromanaging. You know, you would think, and I'm not bashing Arthur, but you would think after that performance, even if Russ did color outside of the lines and he was doing things that Arthur maybe didn't like, maybe just go with it and just see where it takes you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're about to go into the toughest portion of your schedule. Let's see if we can keep that going.
And you're a head coach candidate. Like, you should just want the scoreboard to be lit up. It really doesn't matter how. It just matters what happens.
Yeah, listen, I was all for the Arthur Smith hire, and I still think he's a good OC, but there's a lot that doesn't add up here, and I don't think this story has ended. I think there's probably a lot more that's going to come out, especially if Russ doesn't come back.
Ray, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Man, I think the Eagles have the better roster, but the Chiefs just find ways to win. So, you know, I'm probably leaning Chiefs, but I was watching the Super Bowl from a couple years ago, and like the Eagles controlled that game early. They were up 10, I think, at halftime. So, you know, I think we all know they can do it. I think it's just a matter of like the mind games. Can they do it against a team that always finds ways to win?
So Aaron Curry is now the inside linebacker coach with the Jets. to my knowledge, that's all they've done, Ray. Is that all they're going to do?
No, there's going to be a couple more, I think. You know, my understanding is sometimes these contracts will run into February. It's not just like the way Curry's fell was almost like, oh, his contract ran out January 31st. But that's not really the way it works. I think sometimes these contracts go a little bit more into February, and I think, you know, we'll hear something, one or two more probably within the next week or two, I would imagine.
All right, Ray. Appreciate your time. As always, good stuff. We'll talk to you next Wednesday at 8.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Says there could be more coaching changes coming.
That seems odd to me. Like,
through February doesn't make any sense to me, because you're going up then through the combine, right? The start of the combine.
Right. But I know that the league year starts, what, mid-March? So maybe. I mean, that's when the players' contracts are usually set.
I mean, I do say that with the coaching staff, because they're going to be a part of the player evaluation, both in free agency and certainly with the draft and the combine if they go through February. But they do fire scouting staffs all the time right after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that happens around the NFL fairly frequently. They go, oh, we just put the draft together. Now 15 scouts are gone. Back, yeah. See you.
No, that's when their time is off. Like, right. They get the time off, and then whenever the season comes back around or college starts, then that's whenever they have to get their stuff ready. So, like, that makes sense with scouts.
Yeah.
But OTAs and things of that nature with coaches, you don't want to fire somebody right after the draft and then have to go into OTAs with a different coach.
Right. Like, point being, and I'm just pulling a name out here, like, if Carl Dunbar is there at the Senior Bowl and then at the Combine, and he's evaluating all these defensive line prospects, and you're taking his opinion into account, and then you let go of him after the Combine, like, that doesn't make much sense to me. 412-928-9370, that is the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You're listening to the Fan Morning Show. It's brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. There was a lot there from Ray that I want to react to, plus Jerome Bettis stepped in it last night in hilarious fashion. What happened, Callis?
I just noticed there's a box in here with our names on it.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
You know what? We got a gift yesterday, and I forgot to tell you guys about it. But that's why I put it in there, so that I would remember to tell you guys about it. Someone dropped off a gift. Nice. It was quite kind.
Nice. I'll
tell you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
.93.7 The Fan is turning 15, and you are invited to our anniversary party on February 26th at Rivers Casino. The party is free, but you need a ticket to get in. Head to Porky's Bar and Grill in Aetna today from 5 until 6. First 10 people will get a pair of tickets, plus we will draw for a pair of tickets at 6. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Ray doesn't blame Tomlin for the offensive failures the last 5 weeks. He said he thinks Arthur Smith had autonomy. And I love Ray, and Ray's super tapped in, but I just totally disagree.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense.
No. 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 Because it's not just an Arthur Smith thing. Arthur Smith wasn't Kenny Pickett's offensive coordinator, and Kenny wasn't allowed to audible. Kenny wasn't allowed to do any of that stuff unless it was a two-minute drill, and then, of course, the quarterback's got to have some autonomy there. So I just don't buy that for a second, and it jives too much with the philosophy that Mike Tomlin has had for years for me to believe that Tomlin doesn't tell Arthur, hey, enough of that. And you made, I thought, a really good point earlier in the show. Like, Tomlin wants to hear a play in the headset and know what's coming.
Yes.
Because he's a control freak. We all have these people in our lives. I say this with love filling my heart. My wife wants control over everything. And it's not because she's some selfish person or anything. She just thinks, if I handle it, it's going to get done right.
Yeah.
And it maybe says something about me. That's how Tomlin feels about his football team.
Yes.
He feels, let's do it my way. I've won a ton of games, and my way is the best path to success. Now, I don't think that it is. I think most of us say it ain't, but he's the guy. He doesn't have to answer for his mistakes. He thinks there's one way for this team and last year's team and the year before his team to win, and we're going to play in that box, and we're going to come out on the other side of it here.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, through his logic, his standpoint, if I'm living a mile in his shoes, why he wants it to be that way. But I think that the buck stops with him. Of course it does.
And I think the bigger issues will never change. Like, you can get new coordinators, you can get new personnel, you can get new staff, but as long as he's there, it's always going to be the same. It's going to be his way or the highway. And some coaches operate that way, and it works. A lot of coaches don't operate that way. They let their coordinators coordinate. They let their position coaches position coach. And they are the president of the business, and they handle they're the CEO. They handle the CEO things as head coaches. But some want to have full control, full say. And Tomlin, and like you're saying, like, I can see why Tomlin thinks that way.
Yeah.
Because he has won.
I'm a great coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it my way. Yeah, I can see it from his perspective. Absolutely, I can. We've compared and contrasted the Steelers to the Super Bowl teams and the rosters and the way that they play. But from a CEO perspective, I think we can do that too. Andy Reid, he's the offensive guru there. There's no question. But he lets Spag run the defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's two head coaches.
Yes. Yes.
Legit.
And I think Philly's the same exact way, where Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator who's going to call the plays, and Vic Fangio is one of the great defensive coordinators in football. Sirianni is the CEO. I think they've pretty much forced that on him last year. Steelers don't even do that.
Mm-mm. John Harbaugh is the CEO. I don't think he butts into either side unless something needs changed where they need to get better. Like, I bet you he butted in and was like, we need to get Dean Pease back.
Right.
But I bet you he doesn't say a word to the offensive coordinator. Not a word.
No, because they've changed their stripes over the years. They've run different offenses. You know, I think about Belichick, too. Mike Tomlin loves to say, you got red paint, you paint the barn red. No, they don't. They're a one-size-fits-all organization, the Steelers.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Patriots, they would dink and dunk you to death.
Belichick never said anything to the offense.
You've told me that many times, and it changed. Brady threw it sideways for the first two championships. Then they got Corey Dillon, and they ran it up your backside. Then they got Randy Moss, and they threw the ball down the field. Then they had those two great tight ends, so they attacked the middle of the field. And they also mixed in a LeGarrette Blount in there. That's the definition of, if you've got red paint, you paint the barn red. We got blowing smoke coming up next, guys. If you don't know the rules, you call in 412-928-9370. Caller number 5 we'll pick today gets a chance to play our game. And the game is this. Each of us, Doran, Callis, and myself, will come up with 2 truths and 1 lie. You guess 2 of the 3 lies correctly, you win a $25 gift card to Cigars International in South Fayette. Understand? 412-928-9370. Caller number 5 gets to play with us this week. But before we get to that, Jerome Bettis was at the Penguins game last night, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
They put him up on the Jumbotron. They stuck a mic in his face, and they told him to say, it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh.
It's time for hockey in Pittsburgh!
Let's go, Birds!
Remember when Dwayne Wade won the NBA Finals?
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Wade Jones. It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh.
It's time for Hockey in Pittsburgh!
It's the voice crack, too, that crack, does it for me.
It's time for Hockey in Pittsburgh!
Unrelated, Jerome Bettis looking for one of his testicles. If you find it, please reach out on Twitter, at TheBus36.
It's time for Hockey in Pittsburgh!
They had the words on the jump.
Oh, man.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Two truths and a lie, blowing smoke coming up next to caller number five. Ah, yes. Smoke on the water means it's time for blowing smoke. Two truths and a lie. I've come up with two truths and a lie, as has Doran, as has Callis, and a lucky listener gets a chance to guess two of the three lies. If they get two out of three correctly, they win a $25 gift card to Cigars International. Everyone understand the rules? Our winner today, at least for the opportunity to compete, is Anthony in Bethel Park. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Great.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to be here.
Do you understand the rules, Anthony?
I do, I do.
All right, let's go. Who do you want to go first? Doran.
Let's go Crowley first.
You okay? I tried to push him in your direction. All right, everybody, pay attention. Here we go. I once had surgery to remove a tumor from my skull. I once had a undescended testicle surgically repaired. I once had surgery to remove my gallbladder.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the tumor is a lie.
Unfortunately, that is true. Had a tumor in my skull, right in my eyebrow, just in there. Looked nasty to me. Half in, half out.
The gallbladder's
a lie. It was gross. Yeah, the gallbladder's a lie. I had an undescended testicle. A girl named Megan kicked me in the crotch.
That's no good.
Went up there, and then I had a hernia, so then it couldn't get back down.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, that means you got to guess Doran's lie correctly and Callis's lie correctly to get your $25 gift card to Cigars International.
Alrighty. Let's go with Callis.
I once attacked a team's opposing mascot when I was attending a high school game. I made my current dog Larry's middle name my middle name. My highest bowling score is 238.
I'm going to go with the highest bowling score is a lie.
Oh my gosh, you got it right.
There we go.
That's a first.
Nice, Anthony. Nice.
Wow.
So wait a second. You're actually Nicholas Larry Callis?
No.
His middle name.
I made my dog's first name my middle name, so it's Larry Emmanuel Callis.
Oh.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, so I'm an idiot.
Nice.
Good job, Anthony. All right, last but not least. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
I first dunked a basketball when I was in seventh grade. I once watched Aaron Hernandez eat a sack of nickels like they were Skittles before we weighed in at the NFL scouting combine. My rookie initiation in the NFL was to get a tattoo at Jacoby Jones' house.
Oh, man, I'm going to go with the tattoo at Jacoby's house.
You are wrong. I did have to get a tattoo, and I ended up getting a sleeve at Jacoby Jones' house.
Was it Aaron Hernandez?
No, it was I dunked a basketball in seventh grade. It was actually eighth grade.
Oh, thank God it was eighth grade. I'm still holding out hope that me and Callis can get there one day. Anthony, thanks for playing, man. Better luck next time.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
I think I could touch Rem.
No $25 gift card to Cigars International handed out. That's 2 weeks in a row we've bested the caller, right?
Yeah.
So you're here to tell me. Just wait. Hold up. Aaron Hernandez ate a sack of quarters?
He attempted to eat a sack of nickels to gain weight before we weighed in. He didn't eat the whole thing, but he was eating them like Skittles, and then I just got up and left.
How many nickels would you say that he ate?
Probably about five. Yep. Explains a lot, right?
He ate five nickels?
Yep.
Wow.
He could have just ate one quarter.
Yep.
That guy was off.
Explains a lot.
I didn't see that in the Netflix series.
No. There's a lot of things that weren't in that I could tell you.
It's funny, but it's also tragic.
Yes.
You don't want to hear the story about the mascot?
We did. We know it.
You've told that story.
At a hockey game.
Yeah.
Oh,
you stole the mascot head, then you got chased out by security.
Right.
No, I got almost caught by security, but I was stealthy.
Yes.
I don't know that that's actually a crime.
If you stole.
Yeah, stealing's bad. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Of course stealing's a crime. That tells you about my moral compass.
Could be a type of assault as well, because, you know, it's
You know harassment. What was the worst part about me getting the undescended testicle surgery? Was it was right around Christmas, and I had been asking for hockey goalie pads, so I got my crotch surgically repaired, and then I had to just stare at those goalie pads for like 2 months, because I couldn't do splits or anything.
Oh.
It was a real bummer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bang.
Nothing a few...
How old were you?
Quarters ingested couldn't fix. I was 11.
11. And just getting
kicked in the jimmies.
Yeah, and then having to get surgery when you're 11 down there. That has to be traumatizing.
It was last week. Somebody chimed in on the text line with a theory about where the leak came from in the Jerry Dulac story. I think it's worth exploring. So thank you, texter at 412-928-9370. That's next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We've been asking all morning long, who leaked that story to Jerry Dulac? The Russ Arthur Smith butting head story. And a texter has given us an interesting theory. We'll get to that in a minute. But I can't get Aaron Hernandez eating nickels at the NFL Combine out of my head, Doran.
Yes.
I can't get it out of my head.
No.
Because the entry is one thing. Like, to think that I need to make a certain weight, and so I'm going to eat a whole bunch of nickels. Something's obviously off.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And eating it is disgusting.
Yes.
You have to pass them. They have to come out of you.
Yes. It's. I mean, just think about, even rewind further, like, he was packing his bag for his biggest job interview of his life, and it's like, okay, like, I'm a little light in the ass right now. Let me, how can I gain some weight before I get weighed in? Usually people eat a big breakfast. Yeah, I'm going to have a burger, slap a burger real quick. No, I'm going to pack my bag and throw a sack of nickels in there. Like, yeah.
Like, so you only saw him eat five.
Yeah, maybe five. But like, he had, it was like, you know, kind of torn open. It was like, it was lifesavers. So, you know, like the little things of lifesavers, it was like that. It was tore open and he was just boop, boop.
Like, he didn't just go around collecting change from couch cushions either. He went to the bank and got rolls.
Rolls. Yep.
Or nickels. Seriously, buddy, five nickels. That doesn't weigh jack.
No.
You go get a breakfast burrito.
Right.
You're good.
Yep.
You're good. Unbelievable. You think when it came out, it was just a quarter? After digestion?
I mean, can you digest? I don't know.
No way.
No. I think you could pass them through pretty easily, but like, I don't think.
Oh, could you?
I think so. I don't know. Bizarre.
Just shoots out like you go to the, you know how you go to the bank and they have those. Yeah, like that. All right, so we've been asking all morning long, who do we think the leak was for the Jerry Dulac story about Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith? And I think it's coming out of Russ's camp. Like, Russ might understand that the Steelers don't want him back and thus is trying to make the last five games look better. Like, hey, I know we stunk and I know we averaged 14 points a game, but that wasn't on me. That was on Arthur Smith. Remember whenever I was audibling? Remember when I was calling everything in the line? We put up 44 points. I threw for 400 yards. We gained 500 yards. That was me. Then when it was bad, it was the coordinator. I could see it being Russ. A texter says, what if it's Art? I mean, we know the connection between Jerry and Art. And their theory is that the Steelers know that it's going to be Justin Fields. And they want to make it pretty much impossible to bring Russell Wilson back. Like, we really can't go back with Russ because, well, look what happened. He didn't get along with the OC. I could see it, but you had a different take on it.
Well, I mean, why would Art want to throw his OC under the bus?
Yeah.
And especially having OC issues. I mean, you fired your OC last year midseason. Now you have a new one, and it's not like he's going anywhere. He's here for at least another year. Why would you throw him under the bus if you're trying to get some continuity? That to me wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. I still think it's Russ. I mean, just because of the way
but
that...
But then why would Russ do that? And
I think he knows he's not coming back.
I know, but then doesn't that tarnish the opportunities for other teams if you're arguing? It says, like, they didn't get along, didn't see eye to eye. Wouldn't the teams think that Russ isn't getting eye to eye with coaches? So why would you try to sign Russ? Like, you're almost tarnishing yourself if you're
Russ. Sure. I think that looks better, though, than I suck. Hey, really? We're just not seeing eye to eye. Yeah.
In Russell Wilson's case, whenever you have all these things that come out about you, about how you are as a teammate, and you have a stable of people, you have your own office, and you know you're always politically, you know what is the word?
Politically correct. Toxic positivity.
Yes. You're that. I mean, your image isn't the best. It's not. I don't know if it's more about your. I think your image is worse than what people think your play is. I don't think people think your play is great, but I think that people think that your image is worse. So why would you try to tarnish your image whenever you had to recreate your image? You had another opportunity to do that this year, and you were actually did well at that. Cause a fuss.
Could have been Justin's people then, too. Like, hey, you should want me back because I didn't fight with the OC. You can't have that guy back. They were 0-5. They didn't see eye to eye. It's me. I think there's a couple of different possibilities. We should ask Caboli, though. He had the story first. Caboli was the guy who broke it a long time ago, and Dulac's getting a lot of credit right now because he had a few more details, but Caboli was all over this
before. He was. He was first.
He's also never going to tell us his source because that's bad journalism.
Very bad.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.